it. I just don't even have any words. What just happened?
Paul, how often are you able to look back and reflect on the commentary from Caroline and Sarah?
I can't say this to Jess because apparently I talk about it too much. I do live in the past a little bit about that. I mean, it's hard not to reflect on it. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. It was the greatest moment of my life, you know, not just career, but of my life, like being involved in that and being there on the Gold Coast when we won. I mean, we went into that tournament with a belief that we could do something quite special in this tournament. You know, who knows? We could win this thing. I don't think anybody else probably believed that outside of the team, maybe. But it was something that built as we went through that tournament. And we all just had such a great time, like the whole experience, you know, like I'm going to say it was about 5 weeks that we were away. From the first couple of games were quite interesting. But once we kind of got into the tour, everybody just loved being there and just loved being in that environment. And we just excelled in that environment. And I think to the culmination of that weekend, I'll just never forget thinking about that weekend and kind of saying back to people at home, like, this is the biggest weekend of my life. Like, there's something quite big could happen here. And knowing that we were going into that semi-final and then to win the final was just, yeah, beyond your wildest dreams, really. I mean, just to be there in the final was one thing, but then to win it in the way that we did it was just kind of crazy. And I remember after the semi-final, we kind of went back and had a staff meeting that night. And at the end of the staff meeting, we kind of watched back the footage of the kind of celebrations. And we all kind of looked at each other and went, we're absolute loons the way we celebrate against Jamaica. Like, I can't believe that. And then, you know, it's just one of those things you don't have a script. But I remember sitting around talking about it. And then the next day, we do the same kind of thing happens, and then in the same sort of style, we win again. And the celebrations are even more wild. You know, you just can't prepare for anything like that, or just know how you're going to react in that moment. But it was, yeah, it was incredibly special. And it was just really nice as well to see not just what it meant to everybody, you know, the players and how much work they put in. But that was one thing. But then when we came home and to get the reaction that we had, and you know, there is a reality. You do live in a bubble. You know, it's a cliche that everyone says, but you don't quite realise the impact that it's having at home until you get back. And, you know, I think it was on the flight on the way home that it really dawned on me what had happened, because I was starting to get messages. I was on the Wi-Fi on the flight, and I was starting to get messages from our comms team with this request for the girls when they came back. You know, the one show, breakfast, literally every show you could think of. Yeah, we're just getting in touch. And I remember we got to Abu Dhabi airport, and I think only six of the girls had come back because the other six were out in Australia. And I remember kind of getting them around and saying, I need to ask you about this before we get on the next flight. But we've had a few requests come in. And normally that's quite a hard thing to ask, because you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to get off a flight. They're going to want to go home, see friends and family. And I said, look, these requests have come in and we need to kind of move on these quite quickly. And every single one of them was like, I want to do it. I'll do it. And it was like all six of them were then the next day were just going straight off to BBC and whatever. And it was
fantastic.
It was incredible. Yeah. And it was incredible then to watch them all and see how much that was celebrated when we got back and how much it had changed, you know, not just netball, but British sport as well. And that was really special.
Oh, the pride is just emanating from everybody, you know, on the court and off the court. And it's the pinnacle of our game, isn't it, to put on that red dress and to represent your country. It's really important for me that the team focus on the high performance, they focus on the community participation, and they focus on growing our game. And it's my job to ensure that I create an environment that's able to deliver that. We are absolutely riding this wave as best as possible in both the political and the commercial space in terms of greater investment into our sport. And we want people to be part of our next chapter. So, you know, following, as you mentioned, our undefeated 24-25 campaign, we have soared up the rankings, which again is showcasing our strength, our resilience, and our world-class talent on the international stage. And it is a testament to the dedication of our players, coaches, and staff. And these world rankings prove what can be achieved with talent and commitment. But as we've talked about, to sustain and build on the success, investment is critical. And we want people to come on board with us for the next chapter. And it's about standing with a team that fights for every point, every goal, and every opportunity to represent this country with pride. We can't keep going on annual public funding. We need to be able to look at a long-term picture, and it's about multi-year funding. It's about significant investment. you know, as we keep talking about, it's from the grassroots, it's the foundations right through to being an elite athlete, an elite coach, an umpire. It's the whole ecosystem of the sport itself. Success doesn't happen overnight, as we all know. Success takes time, but success also takes significant financial investment as well as everybody's time.
Oh, it's so crazy, and I really hope I get my full circle moment of getting to run out in front of a home games. But in 2014, you know, I'm such a sports fan that I just love sport, and I was at the opening ceremony with my mum. I was watching the Thistles. I went to the Hydro, watched the netball final being played, and at that point had no experience of being in the Scottish pathway at all. So to me, it wasn't a pipe dream because I just didn't think it would ever be possible. But, you know, really seeing it in front of my eyes and kind of think, so why could I not do that? There's no reason if I put in the hard work that I could achieve it. And I have first-hand experience of the impact that a home games has and the fact that it really, truly gave me belief and inspired me as to what's possible. And I think it was the start of a springboard for Scottish netball. But you know, we are constantly striving to be better. That's what we do as athletes. It's what the organisation represents as well. So the benefit of a reduced games is that the spotlight really is on the 10 sports, and we're the only traditional team sport that's being played, and the only female dominant sport as well. So we have a really unique opportunity here to grab hold, and we've got the fantastic opportunity to play in the Hydro. The prospect of singing the national anthem that first day is a moment I really, really hope that I get to experience, because it would be a dream come true.
Yes, I think, you know, I've had an opportunity to play against England, New Zealand. The biggest thing you can learn from such a tournament, or the biggest thing you can get out of such a tournament, is experience. With such a fearless team, we can grow, we can be better. But yeah, there's a lot of work that has to go down. Investment in Netball Uganda, or, you know, the girls getting the support, the required support to get to such a level. You know, having to win against Australia, it requires a whole lot of work and consistently improving. So honestly, there's been a lot of learning. You can only learn to be a better player in netball. Before the Commonwealth Games, he told me, I think you're very defensive. You can actually be a great goalkeeper if you look at it. You can play both, but I think you can be a great goalkeeper. And then I tried it out, and he told me you just need to master your craft, but I think you can be one amazing goalkeeper. And for me, I think the most important thing that I learned from him is just being a confident player. He doesn't really talk too much. He's going to tell you one or two things, and it's up to you to just take these things seriously or not. So he's helped me to be an extremely confident player in terms of defense, and you know, reminding me constantly that I can be a great goalkeeper. I think for me is one thing I'll never, you know, take for granted. I really appreciate it. You don't get that from so many coaches in Uganda, honestly. So having that constant reminder from him, something really exciting. And I feel like I had a great, you know, World Cup. We played really well. And playing as a goalkeeper and as a goal shooter at the same time at the World Cup, I mean, was exciting as well. I mean, you want a coach that is going to trust you, believe in you, and just push you to be the very best. And I think that's why he's that for me. Honestly, like I said, with such a fearless team, we are surprising as well. We're not scared to go out there and play some really great netball and know the basics of netball really well.
At the end of the day, like, this group has finished higher than any other Jamaican team in history. So, one, they're history makers. I'm just so proud for what they've done. And to come back in that last quarter to end up four down, you know, there's a lot of learnings that we've just learned over these Commonwealth Games that are going to be really helpful. I'm a novice at Com Games. This is my first Com Games, so there's plenty I've learned out of it that we can move forward with. So it's really exciting. Hopefully, I'm still on board through to World Cup with Jamaica. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the next year.
And how good is this for world netball to see the order changing and see Jamaica doing so well and making history?
Yeah, I love it. And I think it's really important, and I think it probably showed in the crowd, like, well, there's 9,500 people here. I reckon 9,250 were going for Jamaica tonight. So that's cool, and I think they've people have embraced them, and I think, you know, like, they're a great bunch, and they love, people love them, and I think they show that love back, and I think they've been themselves, and they're just a magnificent group. Can't believe it's over.
I know.
It's a bit sad.
Can you tell us a bit about netball in Jamaica and kind of what the obstacles are and what you think this silver medal will do for netball in Jamaica?
Yeah, well, I believe, oh no, I hope I'm not talking in a school, I believe the performance here has brought on one new sponsor automatically. We are really under-resourced. Like I just said, most of the other teams probably have more more support staff than we have players. So we have no analyst, we have no S&C here, we have no dietitian here. There's one massage therapist for the entire Jamaican team, not the netball team. So all those things, just an incredible. They're all obstacles, but you know, we don't use them as excuses. We, you know, use that and keep trying to build. Like at the end of the day, like in our team, we on that final, there's four SSN players on court versus seven on court. So we have six players who don't play in any league around. So they play in club netball at home. Three of them are in our starting seven. It just shows what's possible, and I truly believe we're only just starting. I said that to the group. We're only just starting. So there's plenty that we need that we'll get better at. I'm going to get better at stuff, and we're going to come back even better.
I think it's pretty surreal at the moment. Just so proud of how the girls just attacked the game. I mean, Jamaica have been in sensational form, and I think that, you know, we had to step up every 5 minutes of every quarter, and I thought the way we came out, particularly in that half time, was really, really good. Don't touch.
I agree, and it felt like your plan was executed to perfection with the timing of the changes that you made. Did you also feel like that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Richo and I had gone through all the what-if sort of scenarios, and you've got to try and get the right moments, but we've had depth, and we've talked about our depth across the group. It's, you know, just having to build the combinations, and the girls went out and did their job.
How are you going to celebrate?
We've got a function afterwards, so we just go back to the hotel, and then all the family and people that came over from Australia, we'll just enjoy the night and, yeah, I guess just embrace it.
Enjoy the moment. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much.